And Warwick Hadfield joins me. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Geraldine.
Now, in cricket, Australia has the better, would you say, of the first full day of play in the second test at Lord's?
Yeah, I think you're right. We can say that. England dismissed within that day for a curate's egg, 258. The innings only good in parts. That was after being inserted, the Australian captain Tim Payne winning the toss. The returning prodigal, Josh Hazlewood, along with Patrick Cummins and Nathan Lyon, took three wickets. That Lyon now equal with Dennis Lilly on 355 test wickets. Whoever thought? An Australian off-spinner equal with the great DK. Anyway, Tim Payne held four catches and should have had a fifth when he turfed a low edge from Rory Burns, England's eccentric opener, who top scored with 53. Now, he'd also benefited when Usman Khawaja dropped a pudding in the gully. So Khawaja, who resumes on 18 not out, owes his country a fair bit tonight. Australia is 1 for 30. Dee Warner, a.k.a. Broad's Bunny, the one. Cameron Bancroft, also a player deeply indebted to his nation, on a fretful five, though his snare at silly leg to dismiss Burns was a nice little credit note. So, Geraldine, is the cliche.
Very tough, Warwick.
Well, he's been dismissed
put it like that.
Been dismissed three times by Stuart Broad. Now, look, as the clichéists would have it, Geraldine, you'd rather be in the Australian dressing room than the English one at the moment, particularly with Lord's double century specialist SPD Smith still in the dressing room. But I tell you what, I can't wait to get in front of the telly tonight at 8 o'clock.
No, I think a lot of us feel like that. I saw that gorgeous story that one Englishman said to an Australian in the stands. We have discovered Smith's weakness. It's in the 140s.
Well, of course, he can remedy all that by just doing what he's done before at Lord's and going out and scoring a double century.
Now, in tennis, Ashley Barty shows Nick Kyrgios how it can be done.
Yes, Geraldine, you might say it's a difference between living up to expectations and living down to expectorations. Barty, with her usual understated grace, came back from a set down and break points to beat Annette Contaveit and go through to the quarterfinals of the Cincinnati Masters. Kyrgios, well, he lost his match with Karen Khachanov, and that was hardly the story. He swore and spat at the umpire, having refused to shake hands with him as well. He smashed rackets in a faux wee break. He asked to go off court to go to the toilets, but all he did was go into the hallway and smash two rackets. And generally, you'd have to say, he did a great disservice to pork chops. For those folk who've been texting in RN Breakfast this week, reckoning I'm too harsh on Kyrgios, I rest my case, Your Worship. There are no fellows at all left in the men's draw. I'm sure there'll be people in America saying that's a good thing, but sadly, one of the last fellow out was Alex de Minaur, who is another one who could show Nick Kyrgios a thing or two about how it could be done. He was beaten overnight by Japan's Yoshihito Nishioka. Now, at 7:30, Geraldine, we'll have some rugby league, Manly Warringah and into the top four, and also some AFL news, a look at Sydney v Melbourne for the draft pickup, 15th against 17th. Prime viewing that.
In rugby league, Manly Warringah into the NRL top four after beating the West Tigers last night.
Yeah, the score there, 32-12, Geraldine. The elevation to the top four, though, may only be temporary. The Thursday night match, the first of the round, and South Sydney, the club ousted by the Sea Eagles, still to play, and that's against the 2019 also-rens, Canterbury Bankstown. So you'd reckon the Rabbitohs would get the 2 points there. I'm sure Wayne Bennett would be displeased if they didn't. Tonight, there are the usual two Friday night games. Parramatta looking to shore up a top eight place against the last place Gold Coast, and for Brisbane and Penrith, a potential season defining game, the two clubs in 7th and 8th spot with a few others hovering around them, Geraldine. So an interesting last couple of rounds ahead in the NRL.
As it is in the AFL, Sydney plays Melbourne tonight, the Demons on target for prime draft picks, but they won't be tanking.
They won't be tanking, I can guarantee you of that. They've already been burned with that one once before, but the number two draft pick is very enticing for Melbourne, which explains why they aren't very happy with the 18th place Gold Coast. It seems that AFL teams and rugby league teams in the Gold Coast can't take a trick at the moment. Anyway, the Gold Coast is asking for a priority draft pick to try and get themselves up off the bottom. The Swans, they're also looking to rebuild from 15th place. It's hardly the most captivating Friday night game. Channel 7 would be hoping they have one of those little rating boxes or in the Doog and Kelly households tonight. And also in all the ski chalets in the Victorian Alps, to which most Melbourne supporters have long decamped. Tomorrow, huger audiences expected at the Gabba, where they've rediscovered Australian rules football because it's 1v2, Geelong against Brisbane. Mm. And all with their own various agenda, lots of people will be watching Essendon against Fremantle, the Bombers looking to stay in the top eight, and also save the job of their coach, John Worsfold, who's copped a hammering this week. Not the least, I don't know if you saw this, Geraldine, the joke photo on Twitter of him addressing the players ahead of last week's meltdown against Footscray. The caption read, "I want you to go out there with one goal in mind."
Oh. boom. Okay. And in rugby union, can the Wallabies finally find a piece of paradise at Eden Park, Warwick?
Well, they haven't won in Auckland, Eden Park, since before Adam was a boy. And we're talking about Adam Coleman, the lock, who's come into the side that won in Perth for the injured Rory Arnold. Though we could be talking about the biblical Adam, because Andrew Slack, now giving Methuselah a bit of a nudge, he was captain when Australia last... He's a good mate of mine, I can say that about him. He was captain when Australia last beat the All Blacks at Eden Park in 1986 to claim the Bledisloe Cup. Now, as you would expect, Geraldine, the NZers have reacted fiercely to the embarrassment of Perth. Changes everywhere, including in the front row, where veteran prop Owen Franks has been omitted, and on the wing, where the long-serving Ben Smith has also been replaced. Rugby football in Australia needs to win the Bledisloe Cup to counter, well, all the other vicissitudes troubling the game at the moment. And if it does it, this weekend, without Israel Folau and David Pocock, the statement will be heard rude and loud on two sides of the Tasman Sea, and I guess we'll be telling people to put a sock in it over in New Zealand on that regard as well.
Well, I really wish them well. It's a big weekend, isn't it? A big weekend of sport, Warwick.
As Daryl Eastlake would say once upon a time, it's huge.
Just with Lords as well. Thank you, Warwick, and have a lovely weekend.
Good on you, Geraldine.